USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts says in a statement that he's directing the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the leak of a draft opinion that shows the justices are considering overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has no concerns about the probe.
I'm confident the Chief Justice and the Supreme Court will find the leaker and move forward to apply appropriate punishment.
Chief Justice Roberts assuring in a statement that the work of the court will not be affected in any way by the leak. On day 13 of the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial, one win for Depp as a Virginia judge refuses to throw out the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says his department's new national defense strategy addresses the threat of Russia and China. He joins Fox News and explains why recent Defense Department funding will be key in dealing with these challenges.
There's a record number of investment dollars in this budget, higher than the Pentagon's ever asked for in science and technology, investment, research and development.
This comes as concern is building that the United States might have to deal with Russian aggression in Eastern Europe and a Chinese invasion of Taiwan at the same time. The CDC recommends all travelers over the age of 2 continue to wear face masks. Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying passengers and workers should wear a well-fitting mask or respirator while in indoor public transportation areas, including airports and train stations. The Dow gaining 67 points on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The state's governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, on Tuesday gives an update on the Cerro Pelado fire in the northern part of the state, which has burned over 22,000 acres.
There's more than $29 million in the north. $29 million expended to date, with $2 million additional every single day to put out these fires and to support this community. And more is coming.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley's testified Tuesday to a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on the defense budget. General Milley says the U.S. needs to keep pace with China.
This requires that we simultaneously maintain readiness and modernize for the future. It's not one or the other. If we do not do that, then we are risking the security of future generations.
He says the budget they have created should allow for the United States to do just that. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin saying the budget request includes more than $40 billion for sea equipment, such as battleships, and almost $13 billion to modernize land forces. Officials say the escaped Alabama corrections officer and an inmate had a special connection. Vicky White and Casey White, unrelated, escaped together on April 29th, the same day Vicky was set to retire. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.